Thank you, Lord. You know, it's always a blessed opportunity and privilege for us to be given the opportunity to hear the Word of God. Honoring Sabbath is so critical in our spiritual lives. You know, the Bible is filled with so many admonitions that coming to church should not be an option, but coming to church is a must. It's a must. And so, if you are ready and if you're able, please rise up to your feet and let's honor Jesus, who is the living Word of God, and turn our Bibles to 2 Peter. Start with we're going to start with verse 1 of chapter 1. The subtitle in my Bible, it says, Guidance for Growing Christians. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. So how does the Bible describe your faith and mine? Precious. Valuable. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. How? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them, what's them? The promises. Where do we get the promises? From the Word of God. So that through them, you and I may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things. Can I borrow this? I'm going to borrow this, what the Apostle Peter said. I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. Meaning to say, maaring napag-aralan na natin to, this subject in the past, but the Word of God serves as a reminder for us all the time. I think it is right to refresh your memory. Ano yung memory? San ba yan? Mind. So we need to fill our minds with the Word of God. As long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory saying, This is my Son. Is it capital S in your Bible? Pag hindi capital S, pakipalitan niyo yung Bible niyo. Okay, Son. That's Jesus, whom I love, with Him I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. That was the transfiguration. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to do what? To pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. So, hindi ho galing sa tao. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you, God, for this privilege once more that we as a church are gathered together once more. Lord, to hear your word because we want to grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord Jesus. Through the help of your Holy Spirit, help us to remember, Lord God, these things na i-impart mo sa amin as we study the word of God together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Okay. We are still subject pa rin ho tayo ng growing in the grace series. Amen. Let me start with a question. Meron ho ba kayong kakilalang taong, do you know of someone na gustong ma-accomplish as far as yung benefits of working out? Do you know of someone that would like to have the benefits of a healthy body dahil yun ang nagbibigay ng benefits ng exercise? Babayaran isang tao, pwede bang bigyan kitang $50 ha? Punta ka sa gym para sa akin. Wala, di ba? Right? I use that as an analogy because our spiritual maturity has something to do with our own effort. It's not that, pwede bang, sige, I'll be with you, halimbawa, sa coming to church, I'll be there in the spirit. No. May participation tayo. And so, the spiritual maturity, how important it is for us to grow spiritually. How important is it? It is very important. The more tayo po nag-aaral ng word, the word of God, we always quote this as what the book of Romans says, the word of God is able to build up our faith. How much the word of God can comfort us, how much the word of God can teach us so many things. The word of God is source of wisdom. We found that in the book of Proverbs when, you know, when we had that Bible studies for a month, binasa po natin ng Proverbs, the word of God tells us that wisdom comes from the mouth of God. Pag sinabi yun ng Bible, mouth of God, so wisdom comes from His word. So every time you and I spend time reading the word of God, whether together like this or on our own, it does something to you and me. It builds up our faith. We come to know more how God is. We know come to know more of His characteristics. Ano bang characteristics ng alam po na natin so far about God? I think most of the times naririnig ko sa inyo, God is faithful. What else do you know about God? Do you know about that aspect of God, of His holiness? That because of His holiness, Jesus now is coming as a judge. He came for the first time as our Savior. Kaya, you know, that beautiful worship song today, the cross reminds us of the love of God. He died on that cross para sa atin that we may be saved from our sins. Kaya, as Christians, kailangan ang minds natin nakafocus sa eternity. We need to be reminded of that all the time because every day, meron ho tayong, you and I will be faced with many decisions. And tayo lang po, and no one can make that decision for you and me. Sabi dito, grace and peace be yours in abundance. Gusto natin yung word na yun na abundant, right? Abundant grace. Grace is about, it talks about the enabling power of God na yung mga bagay that you and I cannot do on our own, pero pag ang grace ni God nagmo-multiply in our lives, you and I will begin to see how the power of God begins to move sa mga bagay na you and I cannot do for ourselves. Let me give you an example, and I would always use this. When someone offends us, ang hirap magpatawad, right? Lalo when, can I say this? In these last days, the enemy is going to use offenses. Yan ho ang strategy niya para mawala ang unity in the body of Christ. Offenses will come. Sabi ni Lord, for sure, that will come. But the question is, alam po ba natin how to resolve conflicts? Pag hindi kasi natin natutunan yung biblical way, the biblical way, step one is what? Forgive. Second, what? If someone offends you, what do you do? Very good, sister. Talk to the person that offends you. Nagagawa na po ba natin yan? Madalas hindi, right? Ang madalas natin ginagawa, tatawagan natin. Ring. Oh, sister, pwede ka ba makausap? Kasi kailangan ko prayer request. At times, in disguise of prayer. Can I ask for prayer? Oh, why? What happened? Oh, then, say, kasi ganito, ganyan. Si sister, alam mo ba ginawa sa akin? Oh. Right? Yun ang madalas natin ginagawa. Kailangan kong prayer eh. Although the motive might be good as far as asking for prayer, but we are not doing it the biblical way. The more na lumalaki ang apoy. We have to expose the schemes of Satan, whether it be at home, lalong-lalo sa body of Christ. You and I need to be careful. We have to preserve the unity. We have to stop the gossip. We have to stop the judging. Amen? So, pag during lunch hour, pag ating kakainan, let's be particular. Let our speech be seasoned with salt. Sabi ko sa Word of God. We're not going to talk about anybody's business, but we're going to talk about the goodness of God. Kung may prayer, you know, be in confidence. Gusto mo mag-pray tayo somewhere else. Praying, can I say this at the onset? Woman to woman, man to man. That's the rule. That's the rule. Maari it might start with, pero minister to each other, woman to woman, man to... Billy Graham, namatay na ho si Billy Graham, but he was never involved in a scandal. Why? Because he followed that. Because the enemy would use anything para... It starts with a good motive. Pero pag hindi maingat, it will not guard the heart, then pumapasok si Satan. Amen? So now we're exposing all of his schemes. So all of this, we see from the Word of God. The Word of God gives us understanding and gives us the ability, yung tinatawag na discernment. What is discernment? Discernment is, alam na natin yung underlying motive. Let's say someone would approach us, oh, ang ganda. You know, some people can be so good with words. Very flattery, magandang magsalita, ay, parang totoo. Pero, yung pala, you can read that in the book of Acts. Someone was saying good things about the Apostle Paul, pero meron palang underlying motive, and the Apostle Paul, as he was anointed by the Spirit of God, cast out the evil spirit working in the heart of that woman. Amen? We need that today. We need that today. Amen. We need to know what's false and what's true. Can I say this again as an example? Paulit-ulit ho, because I have to remind us, each one. In the times we're living in, sabi ni Jesus, sabi ho ni Lord Jesus, in the last days, do not be deceived. Yun ang first warning niya, do not be deceived. Because the enemy, Satan, anong role niya? To deceive. And to deceive means to make it appear na yun ang totoo, pero it's not. As Christians, you and I need the work of the Holy Spirit para malaman natin ang truth. I always use this. Let me use this again. For those of you na naka-experience of what it means na magtrabaho sa banko as a bank teller, they are trained to know yung mga real, to know, ma-identify yung false checks, not just checks, but yung bill. 100, si Benjamin Franklin. Di ba? Isang tinataas nilang ganun. Sabi ko nung one time I asked, why do you do that? They look for certain marks. They look for certain marks na dapat nandun para malaman that it's the real thing. And so they would expose themselves always, whether yung texture, the feel of it, or even when you put it sa light and merong marks that would be seen to tell the bank teller, uy, counterfeit ito. Now, if someone would be shared to you and it seems like it's true, pero yung pala hindi totoo, ang ating basihan is what? The Word of God. If someone comes knocking at your door, magandang magsabi minsan, ang ganda ng approach. But they give you a magazine, pero kung the Word of God tells us that Jesus is the Son of God and He is God. And someone would say otherwise, don't entertain. Don't even give them your time. Don't even give them their time. Now, as you and I just read, makita ho natin na faith is more than just believing. Sa book of James, it tells us that faith without works is dead. Meaning to say, a faith that is growing, makikita ho even with our actions. You know, let's say if I truly believe that God would bless me when I obey Him in my giving, my tithes and offering, that this is the way that God would bless me, then pag hindi ho natin ginagawa, then it's in effect saying, ah. Then we're in effect saying that to God. I don't believe it, so I won't do it. If you believe that it's important for us to come together, dahil sabi ni Lord, do not forsake the assembling of the saints, then God, thank you for the opportunity you've given us to come together, because God would use each one of us. As your faith is growing, God would use you to be an encouragement to someone else who's struggling. Amen? Praise God. In our giving, do you know that, eto na yon, I would always say this, what God is doing sa that part of the Philippines, sa Montalban. And so, this is all God. This is all God. Now, look at this. Sabi niya, what kind of power, divine power, has given to us? Nakita niyo yun sa verse 3? Everything that pertains to life and godliness. So, two things. Do you know that through God's power, God is able to provide your needs? Yes. Just this past few weeks, I'm experiencing that. At times, we question, meron tayong mga moments wherein, God, why? With our limitations, with my own limitations. And you know what? The Lord showed me that in my limitations, God is using people to meet my needs. And I'm humbled by sa ginagawa ng some of our brethren here with their kindness towards me and my family. Thank you so much. And I'm humbled. And, you know, when we were singing that song, Lord, your grace is enough for me. Where do we get that? Tignan ho natin yan. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. And put a mark because we're going back to 2 Peter. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's look, start at verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. And the Apostle Paul wrote this. He was already being used mightily by God, so he was receiving all of these revelations. Now look at this. To keep me from becoming conceited because of this surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Look at what he said furthermore. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Here is a statement of someone who has grown in his faith. For anyone to say na, I will boast. Ano ipagmamalaki niya daw? I will boast about what? I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. So, na yung power ni Christ may be seen in my life. How many of us would boast about our weaknesses? Hindi, right? We don't. Probably, if we will take a census, na how many of us would want to go through weaknesses and limitations and challenges. How many? For sure tayong lahat would say, I'd rather not, right? Totoo po ba? Yes. With all honesty, I think we would say, I'd rather not. But when we yield to what the Word of God is telling us, anak, I have a purpose in that problem you're going through right now. Number one, he's teaching us how to come to Him in prayer. I would always say this, ang challenges natin, ang mga problema natin, they humble us. They humble us. Whether yung being dependent on someone to help us. We'd rather na gusto natin na lagi tayong malakas, lagi may pera sa bulsa, that everything is going well, right? Of course. But can God do that? Can God fix all of these problems? Yes, He can. But alam natin na He allows it for a reason para makita natin ang power niya, what He can do. Amen. And now, so, kasi when you and I are strong, you and I have a tendency to rely on our own strength and resources. And tendency is, alam ni Lord yun, may, as a sheep, may tendency tayong to wander away. We have a tendency to do things on our own. But there's something about kapag yung, like in my case, alam niyo ba na every day, I would just, am dependent on God for every step I take. The awareness of God, I need you to strengthen me today. With many things to do. Minsan, gusto ko mabilis ako, pero ganun ang pace ko eh. And na-realize ko na ang purpose naman ni Lord para sa akin, hindi ako maging model. Gusto niya, ito. The things that God is teaching me in all of this, I pass on to you. Dahil talaga alam niyo, the Word of God is true. The Word of God is true. Just recently, I turned to the Lord in prayer kasi may mga times that you and I can get overwhelmed with things in our lives. Alam niyo, sabi niya dun sa word niya, in the multitude of my anxieties, the comforts that come from God, Lord, your comforts delight my soul. Whew, parang buga ng fresh air. Parang minsan pag nalulunod tayo sa problema, gusto natin makasagap ng air that would just pump us up. And the Word of God can do that to you and me. Kaya when times of difficulty come, it should push us to seek God more. Amen. And so when we go back to sa 2 Peter, sinabi ko sa inyong puta mark ako, hindi ko nagawa. Okay, sorry. 2 Peter, okay, now look at this. So He has given to us, through His divine power, everything that pertains to life. What is your need today? So the Lord is telling you, I'll take care of you. An emotional need? Can God provide that too? Yes, He can. Whatever it is, sabi dyan, everything that pertains to life and godliness. How about godliness? You want to serve God more, tapos maraming mga scenario. Pero, alam nyo, when God sees our hearts, right? When God sees in your heart and mind the desire to do things for God, meron tayong gustong gawin para sa Panginoon. Lord, kasi ganito ang situation ko, but we give it to God. See, you and I will be amazed how God will work it out. Will work it out. Yung shinare ni Brother Ray sa akin kanina, sabi ko, Lord, I pray na ma-experience ng lahat ito. That what it means to obey God. Does it mean to obey God? Yung sabi niya, para siyang nakalutang. That's the anointing of God. When you and I obey God, merong joy. There's this unspeakable joy that you and I will begin to experience na alam niyo na hindi maibibigay ng world. Let me tell you that. Not this world cannot offer that kind of joy that comes from the presence of God, that comes from the obeying God in our lives. Hallelujah. Because dapat ho ang focus na natin is doing the will of God from now on. From now on. Kung medyo struggle right now, alam nyo, turn to the Lord in prayer. God, I don't want to waste my time anymore in doing things na hindi mo will. Diba? Kasi, when the Word of God tells us that He's coming soon anytime, do you know that He can come anytime?
Yeah.
Kung yung anytime ayun, so hindi po pwedeng, Lord, tsaka na lang, kasi hindi pa ano eh. Sabi yun sa Bible na, if we wait for conditions to be perfect to serve God, it will never happen. You and I will miss it. You and I will miss it. And so, no matter what, can I say this? God is here to help us. I promise you He will be with us. Amen. Let's continue. Look at verse 5. So sabi dyan, so for this very reason, ano yung kasunod na verse? Ayan. Ano ba yung word na effort? Okay. Will it, does it take effort on your part to come here today?
Yes.
Merong mga galing pang Irvine, that's an effort to drive that long, right? That's an effort. God bless you for that. Kahit na malapit ka lang, kami ngayon malapit na, pero binilas ho kami ni Lord. You know, my mom and I always would have this conversation about the faithfulness of God. He rewards faithfulness. Na binigay sa amin yung bahay dito sa Handsome na napaka... Kaya pag lumabas ho sa phone ko, di ba? At sa phone yun, sasabihin, pag pupunta kayo sa isang place, it will take you number of miles and how long it will take. Mag-show up sa aking app, it will take you like 3 minutes to get to less than a mile. That's God's blessings. Kasi God sees our future. God sees even what lies ahead. Kaya pag ikinukumit lahat, when we commit everything to God, Lord, saan ba? Halimbawa, if you're raising a family, Lord, saan ba kami titira? You ask those things from God. If you're a young person, Lord, ano bang career na gusto mong gawin ko? Lord, magka-college na ako. What will I do? All of this comes from God. So, hindi tayo ang captain of our soul. Jesus, He is the captain of our soul. So, nag-obey lang ho tayo. Amen? So, sabi dyan, make every effort to do what? To add to your faith. Last Sunday, we talked about Lego blocks. When you want to build something, yung first block in building our faith, in building our spiritual maturity is faith. Sabi ni Lord, dagdagan niyo yung faith. To, what do we add to faith? Goodness. And then, sa goodness, knowledge. How do we get knowledge? The Word of God. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge, you might know about what the Bible says. But wisdom is learning to apply what you learned today. Right? Okay, now, so may kaiba ho dun. A person can be filled with so many things about the Bible, pero kung never, will never apply, it will not, hindi ho makikita yung growth. Amen? So it's not enough to know. The real test is applying what God is saying in His Word. Amen? Let's continue. And to knowledge what? Self-control. Where do we, saan ho natin ina-apply yung self-control at times? Opo. Yes. Yan nga. Naku, saan nga ba? With the use of our tongue. Minsan, at times, the Spirit of God, this is where the Holy Spirit will come. Tulungan tayong ma-exercise ang self-control even with our words. The words that we say with one another. And to self-control, what else should be added? Perseverance. Ito muna, yung perseverance. So, alam niyo ba ang picture ng perseverance? There's pressure under you. Ang tendency is to run away from that pressure. Pero ang persevere, nandyan ka. Carrying it. Yes, daddy. Nagtsatsaga. Like yung shinier ni daddy. Sa mag-asawa, may mga changes. You know, I will never forget that article that I read. I'd like to add to what daddy said. There was this married couple, and they're Christians, no? The wife ay nagkasakit po, and ko no longer can take care of herself. Alam niyo yung ginawa ng husband, kasi the husband before, when the wife was, you know, meron siyang ability to do about things, and then came to a point na hindi na ho siya marunong, hindi na siya, does not have the ability anymore to do things for herself. You know what the husband did? The husband learned how to cook. The husband even learned how to, kasi gusto ng wife niya, lagi naka-braid ang hair niya. Braid ang hair. Simple things. And was feeding. Wives, if you don't see that in your husband right now, God is able to change their hearts. Can I say that? Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Because God is more than able to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's continue. And to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Now look at verse 8. For if you and I possess these qualities, in what? In a yun, increasing measure. Yes. Ibig sabihin, nadadagdagan pa. Kung before nakapagpakita ng perseverance, dapat nag-i-increase po daw yung measure nun. Amen? Kung like probably 2 days ago, napalampas ang isang bagay, tapos eto na naman, naku, eto na. Hindi na po pwede. Sobra na yan, ha? Diba? Minsan, minsan ganun ang reaction. Sobra na yan, ha? Okay. So, gusto ni Lord ma-increase pa yun. So, kung merong times na napalampas, God will give us the grace na mapalampas uli. Kasi ganun naman si Lord sa atin, di ba? Minsan pag tayo nagpa-fail, Lord, di ba sasabihin natin, Lord, maawa ka sa akin, God. Di ba? Ganun, ano? Lord, maawa ka, mahina ako. Pero pag sa iba, ibang attitude, ano, minsan, it's like, you know, do not attest whether we are increasing. It's no surprise that at times we find ourselves with, ano yung sabi ni Apostle Paul, thorn in the flesh. Minsan, probably merong tao na thorn sa side natin na, it can be a loved one, it can be someone in the workplace, naku, Lord, ang boss ko talaga, talagang magre-resign ako, God, talagang ayoko na. And yet, sabi ni Lord, anak, tiis lang konti. May purpose ni Lord in all of that para ma-develop itong mga Christ-like character in all of us. Dahil lang sabi yun ng word, look at this, listen to what the Word of God says. For you, if you and I possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep us from being ineffective and unproductive. Eh, sino ba naman ang gustong buhay na unproductive? No. Gusto natin productive tayo. Productive in God's sense. Because people can be busy bees, pero kung sa timbangan ng Panginoon, busy naman sa worldly things, wala ho yun. Walang weight yun. You and I need to be occupied doing the Father's business. And I'm not saying na mag-resign na kayo sa trabaho nyo. Hindi ho. If you are working, and God's will is dyan sa vocation nyo, if you are a nurse, then do it. Now, God would use you as a nurse na, you know, you could pray for those, ano, for your patients and all that. No. Ako, binalik ko ni Lord sa trabaho ko na because I know na meron ako na siya share ngayon sa office namin. So, praise God. So, those things, we begin to see na God, I am in the place where I am right now because God, may purpose ka. You are married to the person right now, to that person because will ni God. Okay. Naku ah. Okay. All right. Look at verse 9. But if anyone does not have them, ano yung them? Wala yung faith, wala yung goodness, wala yung perseverance, wala yung kindness and love, that person is nearsighted and what? Ay, teka muna. Bulag. Nearsighted and blind and has forgotten. Eto na. Pag nakakalimot, mind yan, di ba? Remembering, memory, nandiyan sa mind. That's why our minds should always be filled with God's Word. Can I say this na, madalas, babaguhin ho natin ang confession natin, no? Naku, may dementia na ako. Makakalimutin na ako. Wag ganun. Lord, your Word says that, Lord, you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and sound mind. Can I even say, I would encourage those who are getting into that age na, go to the Word, memorize nyo pong verses sa Bible. Memorize nyo. Oh, see, verse, halimbawa, magsimula sa 2 verses. Ah, masasharpen ang mind. Dahil the power of God, the Word of God has power. Amen. It has power. Amen. Amen. Pwede niyong simulan Psalm 23. Madali-dali yun, ano? Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. Ayan, simulan niyo. Ha? Oh, yun assignment mo, Brother Nelson, ha? Psalm 119. Okay. Kasi ang Word of God, maraming purpose. So it revives us, comforts us, nadadagdagan ng knowledge about God. Yes? nakikita natin what God can do through His Word. Glory to God. Amen. And has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Bakit sinabi ni Lord yun na? Kasi may mga ganun ho eh. Hindi makaangat dahil they're living in the past. And the enemy is using that na laging ginaganyan sa mind na itong ginawa mo nun eh. Kaya yung condemnation, the guilt and the shame, pumapasok condemnation. But alam nyo, wag ho natin kukuhanin at saka wag natin gagawin sa iba to, ha? Yung trabaho ni Satan, wag natin kuhanin. Yes, let go of the past. Let go of the past. Diba sabi, ang godly love does not keep a record. I'm also, hindi ko lang pinipreach sa inyo, ganyan ang sinasabi ko pati sa akin. Do not keep a record of past wrongs. Many relationships po talagang hindi maka-move forward because laging inuungkat ang past. If the Lord says, Anak, I have forgiven you, and I will remember your sins no more. Isn't that wonderful about, hindi siya, the Lord is not a picture of an old man na parang yung limot-limot, kaya nalimot. No, he intentionally said, I will remember your sins no more. Hindi ka na, anak, iungkat yan sa'yo. Clean slate. When we come sa prayer, here's the thing. Kaya, most of the time, ang prayer natin, kasi urot-sulong tayo. Sabi and turo sa atin sa Word of God is, through the blood of Jesus, the new and living way, where we got the name of the church. Through the blood of Jesus, you and I can approach the throne of grace in this time and hour of need. So let's say, nag-away kayo, may kaaway kayo sa bahay, sa trabaho. Then you come to prayer, naku, may bubulong sa iyo. Pray, keep, meron kang inaway. Di ba? So, pag in-entertain natin yung sa mind, huwag na lang kaya. Right? Pero ang turo sa Bible is, we approach the throne of grace, hindi irreverently, pasalamat muna, Lord. Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus. God, ito yung binigay mo sa akin. You have given me that through the blood of Jesus to have access. Ano ba yung access? Ay, hindi mo na kailangan ng password. Diretso can come before the throne of grace in this time and hour of need. That Lord, through your blood, Father God, the blood of Jesus, your Son, nakakalapit ako sa iyo. Lord, I need your help, God. I don't know what to do. Lord, I failed. Lord, inaway ko asawa ko. Talagang sobra na kasi God. Nangatwiran pa, no? But in whatever situation, even when, people can fail us. Is that true? Yes. People will fail us. Pero God will never fail us. He is faithful. He is faithful. Amen. Minsan, we depend on help on someone else. Pero we know that God is the source of help and He would just touch people para maging channels. Pero in reality, it's God Himself. He touched that person para tulungan tayo. Wow! God can do those things. God can give you favor in any place we go. Minsan, let's say you're looking for a job na you'll be amazed na sa dami-dami ng applicants sa'yo binigay. Hindi na magtataka. You won't even scratch your head, why? But ako, it's God's grace. It takes humility for us to realize that na we are not where we are because of our own efforts. It's all by the grace of God. What we have is God's grace. Yung ability na magtrabaho, yung nakikita ng boss mo na, good worker to ah. Ang ability, yung skill, mentally, whatever, or lakas, it comes from God Himself. Amen. And we would want na lahat yan, we give it back to God. Lord, you have given me this strength and ability. Lord, I would like to honor you in everything that I do. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at this, verse 10, as we end. 105 na pala. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more what? Sa Tagalog ng eager? Yung masigasig. Ano kabilang tara ng hindi eager? Ayun, nagsabi niya na. Or patumpik-tumpik, ano? Wala yung fervency. Sabi, be all the more eager to do what? To make your calling and election. What does that, ano bang, alam niyo ba where God has called you? Ngayon, at this point in your walk with God, do you know that God has called you? Clear na ho ba sa inyo ang calling niyo from God? Those questions we need to answer. Pag hindi pa, let's ask the Lord. For if you do these things, as we end, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So again, our faith, let me read what we have, dito sa notes. Our faith must go beyond what we believe. Okay? Ang faith natin must become a dynamic part of all we do. Lahat ng ginagawa natin, dapat yung what the Word of God tells us, right? Resulting sa good fruit and deeds and our spiritual maturity. Amen? Let's pray. Let's just thank the Lord for His Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Before we take our observed communion today, when you and I come to the Lord, sabi ho sa Bible, we enter into His presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. Let's thank the Lord for His goodness sa ating life na tayo po ay binigyan ng pagkakataon for us to be born again. Amen? Hallelujah. And even before we pray, Sister Janet, can we worship the Lord yung You Are Near? Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Let's, before we pray, and before, can we call on the praise and worship team, please? Kasi we're going to worship the Lord before we take our communion and just thank God. I think this is a very appropriate song. Sabi dyan sa Bible po, You Are Near. No? As we worship the Lord and recognize na the Lord has given us that provision for us to be near His, to be near Him. Sabi sa Bible, draw near to God and He shall draw near to you. Amen. Praise God. So as we sing that song together, amen. Before we take our communion, amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Fills this place. Be exalted in our praise as we worship. I believe You are near.
Don't sing that song again.
Let's worship the Lord together.
Now Your presence fills this place. Bearer of sin, of Bearing my curse, you set me on high. Your death has brought me life. I see you pierced, wounded for me. When I look to the cross, I see. By your sacrifice, I see love reaching for me. Precious blood washes and sanctifies, healing flows, setting me free. I see grace sealed by your sacrifice. Washes and sanctifies, healing flows, setting me free. I see grace.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Lord, I see your grace for me.
Thank you, Lord God. Father, today, God, even before we partake communion, Lord, we thank you for reminding us of this precious gift you've given each one of us, the gift of faith and your grace that continually amazes each one of us, God. That, Lord, sa aming buhay, Panginoon, in our lives, God, you would always reveal how much you care for us, and that, Lord, the strength, the enabling power made available for us in our daily lives, God, in our walk with you. Today we were reminded through your word that, God, through your divine power, you've given everything, everything that pertains to life and godliness. They're ours, oh God, for that heart that believes. Not that kind of faith that's wavering, but, Lord, standing firm upon what your word says. That we are not found lacking of things that we need, God, not just in the physical needs, but even our spiritual needs. We remember that, Jesus, that you are here for us, God, the God who promised us that you will be with us until the end of the age, God. We thank you that, Lord, O God, na ang purpose mo in our lives, yun ang mangyayari, it will prevail. We should not be fearful, God, of the things going on in our lives, O God, but when our minds are focused on you, Lord God, you give us that perfect peace that you have promised in your word. So God, we thank you, Lord, for teaching all of us, God, na Lord, meron kaming participation, Lord God, in our spiritual maturity. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, ma-deliver kami at times, Lord God, from laziness or being, Lord God, we don't value, God, mga times like this, God. In fact, there's so many among our brethren who are not with us, God, that they have neglected, Lord God, yung commandment mo not to forsake the assembling of the saints. That for whatever reason, God, we thank you ng grace mo na sa buhay din nila, God. But for us who are present here today, we thank you. Let's begin to thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For the grace, oh God, abounding in our lives, oh God. That, Lord, hindi kami dapat mag-alala, matakot, maging abala, Lord God. To be anxious of anything, oh God. But to know that, God, even in our praying, Lord, we offer to you this prayer of thanksgiving, Lord God. Ngayon pa lang nagpapasalamat na kami, God. And so, Lord God, as we partake our communion, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, which is your provision para kami makalapit sa iyo, Lord God. To thank you, God, for your help through your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for your most precious blood that you shed at that cross. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It never loses its power, oh God. Hallelujah. That makes us overcomers, oh God. We have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus, you are the Lamb of God who was slain for us. And we thank you for your broken body, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, na because of your death at that cross,
Now we have direct access into the presence of God. And so, Lord, thank you for the forgiveness of our sins through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. Even as the elements are being passed on, we thank you for this moment that we could express our gratitude to you. As we call on the ushers to distribute the elements, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. As the elements are being passed on, let this be a moment that we could bow down our hearts before God and begin to talk to the Lord. Kausapin mo natin ang Panginoon at magpasalamat tayo. Let's just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercies that are new every day, God. Your grace abounding in the lives of your people, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are made whole through the blood of Jesus, your Son. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying on that cross on our behalf, oh God. You've taken away the guilt and shame in our lives, God, that because we have you, our minds have been renewed today, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. So allow me to read this portion in the scriptures. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Hallelujah. Lord, what a blessed time that we can come together. And Lord, in obedience to your word, we remember you, Lord Jesus. We remember, Lord God, your broken body, the suffering that you endured, Lord God, for us, that we may be given the gift of eternal life. And so, Father God, even as we partake, before we partake this bread, we thank you. We would like to thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for, Lord God, yung lahat ng sinuffer mo at that cross for us. And thank you, God, that you would bring, Lord God, even wholeness in our lives, oh God, in spirit, soul, and body as we partake the bread. Let's just thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body, Lord, for us. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your most precious blood that you shed on that cross for us. Your word reminds us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. That's the only way for our sins to be forgiven, God. Not doing good deeds for us to achieve that, God. For it's only by your grace that we have been saved through faith. And we thank you for what the blood of Jesus has accomplished in our lives, God. What it has done, it has cleansed us. Now we are new creations in Christ. All the past, Lord God, nawala na, Panginoon. And help us, Lord God, for any one of us struggling to move forward in our lives, God, naglilinger pa yung guilt and shame of what has happened in the past. Today we declare that, Lord, yung freedom, the liberty, oh God, that your Spirit can do in the minds and hearts of your people, God. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free from all fear, guilt, and shame, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. And Lord, even as we partake this cup, we remember you, Lord Jesus, and that most precious blood, your most precious blood, Lord Jesus, that you shed at that cross for us, and that by your stripes, you were healed, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we partake the cup, let's thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, even as we commit to you the remainder of this day, may you be honored and glorified, God, in everything that we are to do and say, and even commit to you our time of fellowship as we honor our brethren, oh God, who are celebrating their birthday, oh God. Let this be a blessed time for us. And we thank you for your hedge of protection upon us as a church, the blood of Jesus that covers us and our families, oh God. And help us to grow, continually grow, in the knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Water you turn into wine, open the eyes of the blind.